Keisha, we outside. Don Cole, D Reekin. The show is lit. I need to get a little more high, but you know what it is. We here. I'm taking the show over. Anyone else trying to get it, they not getting it. We outside. Adrian, I did it, baby. Nah.
She said she seen the nigga still look bummy.
Looking bummy.
Stupid. What's wrong with you, man? Shout out to Dolly Tyson, man.
Always.
You already know what time it is. She got the EP coming soon, couple days, you know what I'm saying?
Bought out for your booski.
Shit, my fault. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Nigga, bim, 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 bim himself. I ain't even know it.
Shout out to Dizzy Spades right there.
Facts. Always on time, man.
Yeah, but she got the EP coming. I think she said on the 14th or something.
Make
like
it
that,
get ugly.
Yeah.
Valentine's. Da-da-da.
That's a fact. What's good, man? Welcome back. Peace, YouTube. Y'all already know what time it is, man. That's y'all right, back at it right, with the Don Cole and BB. The Hippie Show. This should be episode
265.
If I'm not mistaken, you know what I'm saying? But
I've seen 63 and 64,
65.
Okay,
so
65.
Yeah,
yeah.
The kid, the guy was doing his homework because he was like, yo, I'm about to be on the John. So I got to have my John ready. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
And I like the energy. You know what Rick Flair in the John on three. I was like, that's me right there. Now that's freaking wild.
But we're back at it with the Don Cole and D-Week and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Don Cole, baby.
Uh-huh. And the highest hippie in the room, D-Week and Hippie, of course.
Uh-huh. Oh, and spliffing balls, you know we in the spot, spliffing balls each other.
You're a host, so you're a part of the episode, you're a part of the show now, you know what I mean? So, like I said, we're going to be having different hosts, trying to see if we can add third person. I think he already added, you know what I'm saying? But we just going to have a couple other people, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we got Spliff in the building from spliffing balls, you know what I mean?
Right.
Shout out to G-Money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to G Money because he was like, yo, boy, if y'all niggas don't shout me out, my nigga, I was like, yo, shout to G, my snigger.
That's crazy. He ain't tell me that. I just had to say it because he always be reposting on shit on the stories
always,
and all
always,
that shit. He
always,
fuck with
always,
us, you know what I'm saying?
Always shout out to G, man.
Shout
That's
out
my
to boy, the
boy,
man. And he popped, y'all tell me that he don't really be popping out like that, but he popped out to the pod that one time.
Yeah,
we gotta get him.
No, you gotta make that happen.
See, we was
you gotta make that happen, bro.
We gotta get him back out because that episode disappointed me because I didn't have all the sound.
I didn't
have all the technical.
Yeah, you gotta pull up now, G.
Yeah.
Gotta do it again to fix it.
Movie now, bro. But what's good, Spliff? How you feeling, my guy?
Everything Gucci, everything. Shout out to you. Feel me? Just trying to keep forward with what's going on. Freestyles on the way.
All right.
Keep trying to manifest that so it can happen. Got a new list of people so far.
What's that?
You get comfortable, man.
What's that?
My bad. Huh?
Oh, you said freestyles on the way.
Yeah, freestyles
on
the way.
He was behind the scenes. He was spitting some balls. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be alright.
So you trying to get in that bag right now again? You have sent me a couple freestyles on WhatsApp.
Yeah. Oh, my shits.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta relax. You wildin'. That's for the peoples.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm trying to get like a new like CD situation going on, you feel me? So I'm trying to look for my features right now.
Oh, okay.
Album on the way.
Okay.
Clips in the ashtray. That's
boom.
What I'm naming it. You
Clips
feel me?
Clips in the ashtray?
Clips in the ashtray? That's fire. That's dope.
So I'm gonna try to work the situation with the freestyles.
Mm-hmm.
Try to have people do their shit for the show and then try to have a couple for the album. So it's more, you feel
okay,
me?
Okay,
trying
to put
so you can see
everything.
Your favorite people together without knowing they together because I just did some Houdini shit. So
yeah.
Shout to Khaled. I'm on time, man. You feel me? We snacks. You
next.
Feel me?
What's good, though, Cole? How you feeling, my guy?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm a little high. We had a nice little cypher before the show, as always. Man.
It's only right.
Yeah, we damn sure did.
We set
damn
up.
Sure did.
Had to get shit together. But it's Friday, man. Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah,
as we
yeah.
spoke on already, I'm getting my my episode together. It should be out probably early tomorrow.
Damn, thick one was looking at the commercial. But it should be up by like tomorrow afternoon or something like that, Saturday.
I'm going to try to have it up in the morning.
Okay, cool.
I'm trying to have it up early, so that way it's up for at least 24 hours.
Yeah. What's your Super Bowl pick?
Split. Not gonna lie, gang. On FanDuel, I'm picking both of them niggas.
In reality, I'm
gonna keep it a band. Reality, I'm going with Kansas City.
That's the buddy play.
You feel me? But I fuck with the Eagles, but it's like, bro, you gotta keep it 100. Like, I don't think the defense is gonna be hitting the same
against the Chief. I think the same shit though.
Anything can happen.
You know how this go. Motherfucker break their elbow every other play in this shit. So you don't know.
Yo, just to go on the Dawn Betts route real quick, right? A lot of niggas is gonna come out and do their thing that don't get busy on a regular game.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why it got me messed, because it's like, all right, I'm gonna just bet on the team this time, because you have 3-4 people come out of nowhere, and then the people you think is set ain't gonna get busy.
I mean, that's every playoffs, and especially in the Super Bowl, because they really game plan for that, try to game plan for what the other team isn't. And so then, when they expect it, then it's like, nah, we just swing it to them.
Nah, that shit go crazy. Yeah, so shit, all your money gone.
Yeah, you tired.
Yeah, that's a fact.
5 yards, lost it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so make sure y'all tune into Don's Bets. That's coming. Facts.
Other than that, I'm Gucci, man.
Yeah, that should be the episode before this. You know what I'm saying? This should be up probably Monday or something like that.
It should be.
Let's pick up on NBA trades.
Oh man,
let's start there.
We ain't talking about that. Yo, you
the
know,
only one that we was able to talk about was Dallas. Get there,
because this shit is crazy, man. We recorded the Super Bowl edition Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right. We recorded it Wednesday. Today is Friday. And after we recorded, I wish we had spoke about it on the episode, but it was basically Super Bowl talk. Afterwards, I said to you, right? I said, yo. You don't trade KD?
Yeah, and I was like, it depends on what.
Did I not say? What team did I say?
Them niggas left Brooklyn bad.
You named Phoenix. You named a couple of those players that was in that.
Yeah, the only one that wasn't was Ayton.
Yeah.
Everybody else, basically. Yeah.
I think you named another team, but.
But the Phoenix, sure. Didn't I say call a Phoenix?
Oh, no, I said Boston with Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but that was happening.
Yeah,
so I just wanted to touch on that. I kind of like spoke that Phoenix trade up, man.
So Phoenix got Kevin Durant and TJ Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nets got
Mikal Bridges,
Cam Johnson.
And 4 first round picks.
Jay Crowder was also in that, but
they sent him to Milwaukee. Fresh legs in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Championship player, you know what I'm saying?
Clutch.
They gonna have him and Portis on the same team.
Yeah,
that's fine. Let me see. You saw how disrespectful that was, son. The Clippers sent John Wall back to Houston.
Yeah, but he won't play in Houston. They gonna cut him too.
But what's your thoughts on that trade with KD and Brooklyn?
I kind of like I was talking to you before or after. The episode that day, I said it needed to be done. Brooklyn should have had to do it, and it's not KD's fault. It's not the Nets' fault. It's Kyrie's fault, you know, because Kyrie chose to leave and get traded, and they traded him. It's like, at this point, why keep KD? You're not going to build around him. He's not going to be happy. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to become more of a strange relationship.
Yeah, a strange.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and he's hurt, damaged goods. He's aging. Yeah. He's 34 years old.
Yeah.
So while people have a demand for him and his game is still here, get what you can for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not winning championship this year or next year with him. So that puts him at 36 going on 37. Get rid of him now. Get some, like I was telling you, get some. It's not about superstars no more, because you're not getting that. All the superstars are aging.
Yeah,
they're getting older.
So get some of these stars.
Yeah, get some of these young players that's balling.
Later on, yeah.
Get some of these young players that's balling and some draft picks, and you never know what happens.
Alexander.
SGA? So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you ain't nobody getting them. But you could have made that trade last year. You sent them back to the OKC. Yeah.
But I mean, like you said, there's a couple like the next couple summers, the next superstars.
They're peaking, and a lot of these guys that a lot of people are not paying attention to are gonna have room to just take off because spots are gonna be open. A lot of these guys that are prominent right now are retiring. They're gonna be on their way out. Yeah,
hopefully the Nets can still have something.
Mikal Bridges had,
all those second round picks.
Yo, Booker got hurt. He went out Christmas Day. Mikal Bridges was averaging 20 points since he went out.
Yeah, like 23.
Yeah, 4 and 5 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you don't know who these players are going to be because we're caught up on the superstars that you built. They got a nice, they did their thing. Like they got what they needed. They played good last night and won. You know what I'm saying? I like this team. It kind of reminds me
of the team.
Jared Allen, Caris LeVert.
Before KD came.
Yeah, it reminds me of that. I could watch this team and enjoy
those players that they dumped.
Even though I don't like the Nets name because it's Jersey. You know, I will always stand on that. But I could watch this and be like, all right, grow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's how I feel about it. And they failed. Like a lot of people had high hopes. And that shit turned into nothing.
So what was your thoughts on the Lakers moves?
Oh, I think the Lakers probably made the best moves in the trade deadline.
They picked up D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah. Yeah, man. They picked up D'Angelo Russell, Vanderbilt. Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba.
Yeah. And Malik Beasley.
On the same bench as Scottie Pippen.
Malik Beasley is on the same bench as Scottie Pippen Jr. And he used to fuck his moms.
Malik Beasley was the dude that was fucking Scottie Pippen's wife. Remember?
One of the first ones.
One of the first
basketball ones.
And now he on the same team as Scottie Pippen's son that bears his name.
I told, but when it's happening, right? Then I say this is gonna happen. Then,
nigga, of course, yo, what is
years ago,
on my team,
yo?
Nah, not years ago.
I did.
A couple months ago, not years.
Nah, when it first came out, we was talking about this on the pod too. I said, yo, when he get it, he's gonna go to the league because he nice. When he get to the league,
before he got in the league.
He got there, I said, when he get to the league, he gonna bump into one of these niggas that was fucking his mom.
He might be on the same bench as one of these niggas.
You gotta be in a locker room, niggas. LeBron hit a game.
Talking crazy.
LeBron gonna hit a game winning shot. Ha.
Nah, that's
celebrate together.
That's fucked up. But, yeah, like
you said. You tell him in practice.
Tomo, why haven't your moms pulled up to the locker room?
What if she? Yeah. What if she still bring? Yeah, she bring him lunch or something.
Not to see you.
Fuck that. She at the games.
Oh, man. I mean, she fucking with Michael Jordan.
She fucking with Michael Jordan.
She fucking with Michael Jordan son right now. So.
We gotta relax. I'm not saying that. I still like Jordan. So I'm being quiet.
So yeah, I like what we turned off to. The Lakers moves were amazing. I think they got rid of, people don't like them getting rid of Thomas Bryant because he was balling.
Shit happens.
Well, he not in a bad way, but he asked to be moved because when AD came back, his minutes started dwindling and he was like, I could play alongside him or just let me go then because I feel like I'm productive. So they accommodated him for a couple of second draft picks and shit like that.
Sent them to a team that they probably shouldn't have though.
Who?
Denver.
Yeah.
Cause he can run with Jokic.
Yo, who got Bones Highland?
The Clippers. The Clippers made the worst moves ever.
They did.
To me.
Then the Bucks get a come up.
Yeah, they got Jay Crowder. That's all they needed.
Jay Crowder.
That's all they needed, and they might be on the way to a chip or something. But are we forgetting?
The Warriors traded James. Who?
Atlanta.
No, they ain't do nothing. They trying to move Josh Collins. Jason Collins, but they can't.
I thought they picked somebody. They picked somebody up. Sadiq Bey, bro. They got Sadiq Bey. James Wiseman went to
Detroit.
It was a lot of movement.
Gary
yesterday.
Payton the second goes back to Golden State.
That's just weird.
Crazy.
I mean, he left for 6 months.
Nigga sent.
What was the other shit niggas was talking about? The that's on Limbo. The Westbrook shit and then the other shit.
Westbrook, they told him about Chicago. He might be going to Chicago on a buyout.
Because he went to, in the 3-team deal, Utah had bought him out.
But the best move out of the trade deadline was what?
This nigga. Josh Hart?
Yeah, Josh Hart going to the Knicks, baby. Yo, that's all I needed, bro. I'm sorry. A lot of people will sleep on it until you see it, unless you know. You know what I'm saying? Josh Hart is his name, and that's what we needed.
Nah, Josh Hart is right. Didn't he play with Jalen Brunson? They won a
trip together.
In Villanova.
Mm-hmm. Should be different, man.
Fire. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a player that Tibbs loves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
And y'all already know Kyrie went to Dallas.
Yeah, we spoke on that. Things of that
nature. Yeah, we spoke on that. The clip is up right now. Go to the YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying?
Played amazing in his first game.
But we back at it. Yeah, Kyrie.
Westbrook is going to be wilding. Just letting niggas know. Uh-huh. He's on LeBron's heels. Yes. I ain't going front. Like, how the nigga left
I heard Chicago and Miami is interested in him. So let's see where he goes.
Going to go for some.
So last week we started talking about our. Because this year, 2023, is 50 years of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
In August is gonna be the anniversary. We started talking about our hip hop shit and all that. What's your not just who's like some of your favorite hip hop artists all time?
All time favorite hip hop artists. We will go with Biggie Smalls,
mm-hmm.
Nas, Big L.
Okay.
Jay-Z, Lil Wayne. Ice Cube. Yeah, Ice Cube.
Okay. Lil Wayne and Big L, he said. Those are the two that stood out to me. They make the cut? They making the cut?
What, in 50?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne?
Yes. Lil Wayne making the cut.
Wayne making the cut.
Definitely.
Big L can't make the cut. But
not enough?
It's not
two
enough.
Albums.
I think he got one album.
Wow.
Nah, like two
couple
of them.
Mixtapes, couple bars.
It's
five.
The
I think
the,
he do got two albums.
He got two albums. I bought one of them for sure. That's why I'm like, I bought that shit in the clearance section, man.
It's just
saying.
The circumstances of it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so we didn't talk about it on the last album. I mean, on the last album, on the last episode.
I'm dropping albums now.
Does Pun make the top 50?
I knew he was gonna go there.
Yeah, yes.
Got to.
Yes.
He's a Big L though.
No,
I'm saying if you want to knock L, alright, cool. Like he had one album that like hit, and then the other one people trying to act like didn't happen.
So what?
Big Pun almost got a Grammy and all that. My son almost went like, come on, man, first nigga to go platinum.
Lyricism is A+.
It came home with a Grammy.
Impact
next
is A+.
Year, home one for like I don't know. People gravitate to what he was saying at that time because we was young.
Mm-hmm.
But Big Pun almost won a Grammy, bro.
Yeah.
And he went platinum. No cap.
What year are we talking about?
90.
That was 99.
Yeah.
99,
that's
2000. He died.
Biggie was gone.
This legendary shit, bro. You know
that's my nigga right there.
So, yes, it's not moving the goalposts. It's just like,
yeah.
It doesn't line up. You know
he's
what I'm
like
saying?
One of those aliens.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that was really into the shit.
Watch me. Mm-hmm.
All right, so the 50 going like we like you talking about like top 50 like albums, everything
nah,
all
yeah,
together.
Oh yeah, top 50 hip hop artists of all time.
See,
because
that's where he said.
So LL was in there. Light skinned nigga with sweatpants.
I don't care what he say. LL Cool J is in my top 50.
Yeah, he in there.
Top what?
Top 50 all time.
Oh yeah, I thought you said five.
No, he's from number 50 to number 1. He's in those numbers. So
mm-hmm. No, I'm crying. In those numbers.
I think because he's. I'm by
don't,
X Core.
Don't go from here. Don't do that.
Like, yeah. X Core. I'm biased.
You said 10 to 50.
I'm biased with LL Cool J, but I want to be serious with this list that we're making. So I think he's going to be somewhere in the top.
Oh, wait, that nigga's is dead ass right now. Okay.
Yeah, he gonna be somewhere in the top 25, right?
Top 25?
Nah, y'all gotta stop playing. Yeah. L could go up there, bro.
Nah, he there.
I think he like number 20. 22, 21.
Them singles was good enough to put him up there.
Started Def Jam, right? Built that shit, yeah.
You talking about L?
Nah.
You talking about Big L?
Oh, you talking about Big L?
Oh.
Nah, it's the boy can't get it,
right? The face just came out. Tupac. He make the top 50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not with that one, though. I ain't gonna lie. Niggas go watch Tupac interviews. Like, really go watch Tupac interviews. The ones when he got mad chains on, mad body on the low. Niggas don't be peeping. Niggas said, well, so when I was talking about bettering life, I just wanted something for you.
Like, those original documentaries.
The Hey Mama joint,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to see him on his real. Let me stop. Yeah, he there. Okay, he not at the. He not. I told you. My list.
He not in the top 10, though.
No. A lot. My list is gonna get a lot of people mad.
I don't got no comment. I agree with that.
Tupac not in the top 10. He probably like in the 15.
His impact keeps him in the top 15 for me, but mm-hmm. his skill level doesn't have him in the top 10 for me.
Lyricism, he wasn't mm-hmm. like top tier, but like he could rap.
Fire melodies.
A lot of people can rap.
Fire melodies. That's really what it's kind of was. Because this shit was mad off sometimes when he rapped.
Yeah, his flow and
it was awful.
But a lot of people don't say when it comes to Pac is a lot of his shit was the same shit.
It was like three different types of shits he had.
Yeah, it was like three main bags.
But he made it look different though.
Yeah.
And when I say that to real Pac fans, they used to be like, yo, I listen. The shit sounds the same, bro.
But you could chop him into like so many different layers because he could get into that black love
that ghetto
shit,
gospel shit.
To the gospel, mm-hmm. to the gangsta I'm outside shit, to I'm partying that. In the club. So he jumped into so many different shits, but he kept a tough image and so niggas want to play with him.
He kept something that was concrete about him. Everything else he like shifted and shaped into what he wanted people to be.
He was a person that was real diverse. He seen what could happen if you try to do a different type. And then mind you, he was with Digital Underground and seeing the shit they was doing.
Humpty so, humping shit.
That's what I think really helped him. Like, he saw what it took to win in the rap game mm-hmm. with them at first. And then
with them.
Yeah,
he was helping the DJs and all that with the crates moving around. Like, man, all this shit niggas don't be doing.
He was a roadie. He just soaked it all up. That's just paying your dues.
Little John too.
Shout out to Pop, DJ shit. I just don't, you know, I don't care if people say hate. I just look at it how I see it. But yeah, he top 15, but
Luda in the 50?
Yeah, we spoke on that. Yeah,
Luda Chris is in the 50.
See? Cause he rapped.
He said T.I. not.
Nah.
Okay. Nah. See, dude.
I ain't gonna lie, cause we was arguing about a few things. We can't put him in the top 50 of the best niggas, and you doing foul shit outside.
Even without that.
I thought it was that. I was about to say.
Nah, even without that.
So you don't feel like it was enough bangers?
Not for 50. Like, for 50? Like, for me, yeah. For me.
He got two classic albums, though.
I think of, like, off the rip, right? You say 50, top 50 rappers. MCs of all time. It sound like a lot, what I said, but it's really not. Yeah. Because you, well, offhand, you could think of 100 niggas that rapped on Def Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, you could think of, us together right now could say 15 artists from like 80 to like 97.
Mm-hmm.
And still
that's already like legends, you know what I'm saying, that's solidified in that spot,
but still with the top 50
and still leaving shit out.
I feel like what y'all doing the top 50 is just modern and cutting the fat out of some of the shit niggas would say would be top 5 and like exactly. Bro, it's more fire now.
You can't, cause
it's
you
more
can't,
fire now.
Yeah,
Cole, Kendrick and Drake alone pushes people out
of the top 15.
And I don't like him, and he might not be in top 50, but even Sean pushes some of these niggas back.
Big Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if he's not in the 50.
He's still
valuable. It's like the NBA, bro.
They're going to be in the next 50, yeah. Because in the NBA, like you see, 75 years, we're going to be talking who's the top 75 and another 25.
That's why
years.
People were so mad Anthony Davis was in it, because he shouldn't have been there. He should be probably top 100.
Yeah. So T.I. T.I. could be in the next.
No, nah, you got booted 9 to 50.
Yeah, he could be in the next 50. He could be in the next.
Yeah, go.
Cause he do got two classic albums.
Yeah, but there's a couple of niggas out there that got classic mixtapes that be more and shit.
Yeah, like there could be niggas like Cole Max saying B. that don't got classic albums that's just better than him lyrically, like a better rapper than him overall.
Max B.
I think what helps T.I. against a lot of people that probably have better skill than him but just haven't reached a certain level is the impact, because his impact has reached further in that little stint that he was putting on. But it wasn't much after that. I think he was already a household name.
Yeah, because he also started doing the acting thing.
Yeah, he started doing that.
Now he's a comedian. And he tries a lot of different things.
But
he
wasn't an underground artist for that long, neither.
No.
We spoke about this artist already. Where would you have 50 Cent?
50? 50, like in the top 15?
Ooh.
Why is that?
Lyrically, but just who he is.
His impact.
His clothes pop.
Everything.
Niggas wore the sneakers.
Movies.
Played the video games. Went to the concerts. Like, it's a lot of shit that's up.
He went diamond.
Bro, in my...
He went diamond.
50 was spitting like 8 bars in the mixtape era sometimes. Like 8 bars, boom, I'm out. 50, like come on.
Because like Cole always remind niggas, Yayo was locked up in the beginning of G-Unit.
Yep.
So Banks had the heavy.
The whole shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Bulk so, Game came in, that shit sounded Bulk cool, but them niggas was fiends.
It was really Jordan. They had Jordan, they had Banks, and he was... Shit could get uglier than the masterpiece. He was wild. So that's what we do. So I'm gonna take. We gonna take like the 5 that you said in the beginning. Like put them right there. Boom. We just
wait. Those gathering. Nah, I can't be the 5.
No. We just gathering different people's.
Damn, I ain't gonna lie.
And we gonna put certain. We gonna put a 50 list together.
All right, hold on. Let me restart my 5 just for the people. Max B, because it got me fucked up. Max B, Cameron. Styles P, Sean Price.
He gonna be tight.
I'm just throwing people out there that people might not mention. I just had to be real. Wow, my son Cam ain't on there.
You knew it.
How y'all niggas?
Nah, he there.
You knew it.
Wait, he not there. He there. Because you just said he not there.
He might be there.
Cole said he might be number 50 though.
He might be kicking the list off. That's what
number 50 is crazy on my
list. No, it's not.
Yo, y'all gonna elect me as the third host for this shit. Yeah. Cameron is in there. Paid in full. I brought out mad of my own mans. Like, I brought mad of my niggas from the sandbox to the industry. Son, he brought more niggas than Jay-Z.
Let me tell you what hurts.
And he still drink bottles with these niggas.
Let me tell you what hurts. Cam
and mixtape God
and why he might
not put him on 50. My son is at least 45-40. He's not doing that.
At least you know he's somewhere.
No, because to me he's in 20, top 20.
That's saying
40, 50 shit is crazy.
Listen, Cam, my man, bro. I fuck with Cam.
Wait. I gotta be respectful for this. If Cam is on 50, that means none of them niggas is over Cam. That's cool. With him.
Dipset?
No, yeah. There's no JR. There's no Hellround. None of them niggas. If Cam is in 50.
Them niggas the only not, nigga, might not crack 300.
The
bro.
Only like, nigga that might. The only back. Nigga that might.
Not Jim neither.
No. Them niggas. No.
No. If but, y'all niggas got Cam in 50, I don't want to see none of them other niggas on that list.
No, they're not there.
Damn, boy. Cam at 50? Yeah, I need him at 45-40. Y'all wild.
Styles and Jada gonna be in the 50, but Sheik probably won't.
Probably won't be there.
And Sheik is.
I'm not even mad. I'm not mad because it's three of them niggas. You got 2 out of the 3, I'm not mad.
Mm-hmm.
You get one
Sheik dip. Sheik is fire though.
You get one dip set.
Bro.
One dip set is crazy.
Cole said KRS-One might not make this 50.
Yeah. So you don't got Max Ustack bundles in the top 50?
Nah, hell no. That's a no question, no.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just fighting for my peoples.
I ain't asked him about this artist yet because I'm scared to hear what he
said. Nah, go ahead. Because since we here, what happened?
Fab in the 50?
Yeah.
Fab got it.
This shit is crazy. Fab is in the 50, but my son can't
No, Cam is number 50.
Cam is number 50.
No, because he's at 50. But Fab is up there in the 30s somewhere.
Fab might be like 38.
Fab might be like 40.
38, 39, 40. No, you got it. Everything
no,
you
I'm
name.
I'm not mad because I need to hear this list, and I know it's a million people.
Everything
did.
You name so for Cam. It's a million. It's
tough.
A million.
I'm not
yeah,
mad.
It's very tough.
Damn.
What is you name? Buttons in it?
No. What you name for Cam?
I ain't even fighting for that nigga neither.
I might have to fight for him a little bit.
You gonna fight because you know I fuck with the Moon Musics too, but it ain't. let me get this. Let me say this. Cam, music wise, is fire from. Early
Confessions
Cam.
Of Fire, SDE.
Early Cam. Early Cam.
Come Home With Me, Purple Haze. I'm just saying, it's some albums in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Early Cam. But
Purple Haze.
The skill level for Cam tailed off later.
No, it's lazy, but it still worked.
It tailed off, especially when it became more of the Dipset era. And if anybody tries to argue me that, you're crazy.
No, I'm not mad. I'm saying Cam, still effective.
It was nowhere near Bam. Do you realize?
Wait.
Do you realize Cam has one of the best verses ever? Banned from TV.
Fire.
Is one of the best
ever
verses ever.
And mind you, name the niggas in that song.
Everybody. And at a time where everybody was at
the locks.
Cam might have spit one of
the best ever
verses of all time. I don't care what anybody says.
But he's
and
at
so, but listen, imagine. All right, but imagine that. He's at 50. So
no, it's a fire list. It's a fire
bar.
List.
That's setting
a
bar. You know what I'm saying?
I feel Cam should be 40, 30, but I'm just saying.
I'm not mad at that, though.
Nah, it's just I got to respect
but
because
this is why
it's certain people getting picked out. So now when you get to them five niggas, oh man, I'm bitching.
Shit, even before you do that, when
even
you get to 30.
You get when you get to 30, niggas gonna be like, what? Because we just said in the last episode that Ross places high.
Has to be.
Rick Ross places high.
I don't knock it.
Has
he got
be.
Good albums. And then the thing about it, Ross with Teflon Dawn. My nigga.
Ross has at least
that
four
was
classic
backed
albums.
Up. He had no, it was no dollies in that song. He had every nigga in that song, in the album.
I remember going to school listening to that shit.
Styles P and them niggas was wilding on that.
Yeah, bro. Nah, this 50 list is going to be sick, bro. It's going to get people talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But Cam is
so Cam is
like
at 50.
Yeah.
People, we need y'all to vote in the comment things.
Yeah,
and tell these niggas Cam need to be in the highest spot. I'm not gonna fight for it. We need the people to fight for Cam.
Talk. Let's go, Harlem Girl.
And it's pink on. I got pink. It was Kawinky Dinky. I didn't even know what was going on. Yo,
it's a Kawinky Dinky while I'm eating
Twinkies with the Spinkies.
I'm not gonna lie, the computer computer got niggas fucked up with Cam. That's why I'm not mad at you when you said it. Because the computer's putin', he got lazier because niggas accepted it.
I'm still trying to figure out.
But he still be.
This my guy, and this is the crazy part, right?
He still flee too.
I still rap that shit.
Yeah,
that shit, come on, get him. That's my shit. I keep
and Purple Haze is a classic, bro.
Come Home With Me.
That's the last
fire.
Album. That's
come
a,
Home
that's
With Me
last
is a
album.
Fucking classic.
Purple Haze is his last album.
Killer Season.
And it's not saying that
it's
he
not
has
disrespecting
it's not
to
saying, listen, it's not saying he has to drop anything fire after
no,
that.
No, but it's just
recently.
The mass of the substance. I
yes,
kind of I dig
yes,
that.
Yes.
I dig
yes.
it.
I'm a 757, like, you know what I'm saying? This is where I come from with Cam. Let me know.
The 357.
357, excuse
yeah.
me. And
fire.
Let me know all that Jim Jones hanging on the back of the bus. That's why he can't be top 50.
You
know what I'm saying? My first day.
If Cam is at 50, Jim and all these mother niggas is nowhere
like
near that list.
Like 250, they back there.
Hold
and it's
on.
No disrespect to them. It's just a lot of dope shit.
I ain't asked this name. Because I like throwing old school names in there, too, just to see what's happening. Chuck D?
Chuck? I told you not to ask me this on the last episode. You still do it.
You told me? Does he make the 50?
No.
Damn.
Why?
Crazy.
All right. So, wait.
Does Q-Tip make the top 50?
I'm not even gonna ask this.
I'm a super duper fan of Q-Tip.
So is Redman in the 30?
Redman is 20s.
Yeah, Redman is definitely. All right,
respectfully, I just had to check 20s, the temperature.
He's in front of Eminem, way in front of Eminem.
Eminem like 42.
I just heard a freestyle that he put out on TikTok the other day, Redman. I was like, yo, this.
Wait. You said Q-Tip.
So it's like only album dudes.
You said that before. Nah, it's just.
No, we talking about artists. Like you said, Sean Price is a good one.
Yeah, you caught me with that.
Yeah, that's a great one. Cause yeah. Sean P talk about these independent artists.
Sean
like
P might
that.
Have to be at least
because it's Beastie.
He's probably in the 40s.
Line for line, Beastie.
Nah, you. I might put P like 31. 31. I ain't even gonna hold you. And it's the impact that it's only the impact that'll hold him there. I feel like his skill level pushes him 20 places in front of a lot of people.
Pretty creative. Like the shit he said was different. And he was really nice. Outside.
And he
really
was lyrical,
like that.
He was real lyrical. His storytelling was fire too.
So yeah, for me personally, I don't care. This ain't about anybody else.
Yeah. Cause I'm gonna fight for this artist, but I know he more than likely won't make it into the 50. But I think lyrically he's better than a lot of rappers. Joell Ortiz. But
38 Special Ransom?
No.
Nah, they not.
Nah. Making it, bro. Not on the pick. I mean, I guess.
You see where we going with this
though. Mace. Yeah, stop playing with
we
niggas.
Start this shit with Mace.
You gotta stop playing. It was Biggie, Mace, and Jay-Z at one point.
Mace is that nigga.
Cam cannot be in front of Mace.
Okay, yeah.
You just said Cam is 50.
I said we might have to start with Mace at 50, but then he said. Cam.
That's why I looked at him like that. You can't.
No, that's true. But no. Mace, I think Mace.
You're not even gonna do that.
I think Mace makes the 50.
And Cam Heyday, he wasn't better than Murder Mace. He will tell you that.
Yeah, nah, hell no.
We're not doing that.
I was
that.
A Mace fan before I was an anybody fan.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Busta Rhymes is in the 50.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not mad at Busta. Busta,
right, we about to get off this topic.
Busta like 46.
My bad.
Busta like 46, 47.
What the fuck is going on?
Wow, I don't know.
Yeah, he back there.
I might need him in the 30s.
I'm doing a whole reaction video for y'all 50 because y'all niggas gonna have me losing my mind. I'm doing a reaction video.
Listen, all right, now look.
Man, I'm watching that whole shit over.
Mind you, it's a list. Who would be the first female name that you would throw out there?
Female name for the top 50.
Mm-hmm.
All time.
Top 50, one female that stands out at all. And I don't listen to you right now. Probably gotta be Kim or Lauryn Hill.
That's gonna be the first female name that you throw out on your list.
Little Kim or Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Like and I'm to be all honesty, like if I had to pick someone that I feel like I could pick and I know it's never gonna be nothing trash, I'm going with Remy Martin. Not even gonna hold you, like, in the back of the car, like you might fake wanna pick certain people, I'm going with Remy. Yeah,
Remy ain't make the cut.
She's cool. Better than a lot of
niggas know what it is outside.
You said that's gonna be the first female artist.
Remy
that
outside.
You
know. That out with you, I said Remy the first one on. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Remy. Like On U-Torn, on a pun album.
You said Queen Latifah.
That's funny. That's we talking bars. Like Queen Latifah, you get busy. I'm talking about outside. She got the snockers on, nice fit on, good feet.
Cool.
I'm going Remy.
Yeah. Yeah, like Roxanne Shanté. She got to make
the picture. Cool. I like Roxanne. That's vintage. Fire vintage.
She like
but for the modern day, for the rest of
she
ever,
like,
ever.
She
really?
Like 108.
Yeah. I feel you. I'm not mad at you. There's certain names that I'm going to fight for that I know might not make the list. But
don't ever ask me about Chuck D again in your life.
Yo.
Respect the park. You feel what I'm saying? We outside Public Enemy number one and all that.
Who's some of y'all favorite producers in hip hop history?
Alchemist. Dillinger. Guru.
Swiss.
P Rock.
Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Pharrell. Whoever was doing Jay-Z beats.
Nah, this nigga was spit 11. Shout out to Stevie J when he was a bad boy.
Yes. He makers is probably the producer team that actually made me think about making beats. I just thought
38 special.
I seen Austin this on a SmackDown. On Smack DVD. And we remember that shit, and he was doing the drum kit, and he made that. I forgot what beat that was, but that shit was just so dope the way he did it.
Pharrell is one of my favorites as well.
Austin is like
Swiss is one of my favorites.
One of my favorites, like underdog favorites, Austin is.
Dr. Dre is one of my favorite.
Oh yeah, of course, Dre.
Rockwalla got some tough beats, bro.
He did everything for the.
You know who is one of my favorite producers, bro? Dark Child.
Dark Child did all the R&B beats.
Because he did all the R&B joints, but they sound like rapper.
Jermaine Dupri
was nice too. But I feel
the some from Drew Hill, Nico.
Are we talking about beats?
RZA.
We talking about beats?
RZA.
Yeah.
With that Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah. Money ain't a thing. Jay Z.
I mean.
That was fire.
It was cool.
That's still fire.
Was he the one making the beats?
Niggas had the horses.
I don't know.
I think he was
also, he was on some Diddy shit.
Yeah, he was like right in the
beats. He has niggas. All right.
Yeah, he them niggas that were producing.
Oh, Manny best, Fresh. Like, I had to say Manny Fresh. Hot Boys. Got to.
Scott Storch, because Scott Storch smoked Manny Fresh.
Scott like Storch, because he's behind a lot of Dr. Dre beats.
Dr. Dre piano, man.
Yeah. Havoc is fire.
That might be my two favorite, like low key. Havoc and Austin.
Harry Fraud.
Havoc.
And V Dome.
Havoc and Austin is probably my go to.
A Rap Music.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I'm not a fan of A Rap Music. No. You know why? His shit is just too. The sample is too crazy. It's too fast. Relax. Slow that shit down a little bit.
Yeah.
It should be like A-Rap.
My son is on drugs. Literally.
He's like, God drugs. Damn, nigga. Every beat, bro, you just banging this.
So you was talking
thumbnail.
You was talking about something when we was off camera upstairs, and it made me like it was a topic that I had.
Don't.
It's like content creators versus content chasers, like clout chasers and shit like that. Like,
right, so the clout demons versus the niggas that's really working.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we got niggas out here that's just dropping podcasts to just drop 5 episodes and then stop. You know what I'm saying? We out here on 265, you heard?
All you dirty scoundrels, get your life together.
40 episodes of The Smokers, you heard? Couple showcases on there, you heard?
Get a book, get a pen.
Yeah, man.
Write down ideas.
Yeah, man.
Stop stealing.
And then execute, you heard?
Nah,
what's your thoughts on that? Content creators versus content chasers.
I respect all content creators. It don't matter what.
Even
you're
if
going.
You content chasing, I was about to say that.
Yeah, because innocent. Well, I don't know. I don't.
What they used
the
to
same,
say back in the days.
Not the same shit.
Any publicity is good publicity.
No, that has changed in this day and age.
Okay.
For me, anyway, I don't know about anybody else, but all publicity is not good publicity. It depends on it.
Especially how sensitive
because,
the world is today.
I just feel like the internet is so wide open that it's too many opinions that all fuck shit is not accepted. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
everything can't be spent into something good, in a sense. So, I think people are thirsty just for the attention even more because of what I just said. So, I don't know. That's why I say respect to the content creators who do it out of the just being genuine.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And want to deliver something good to the people, no matter who's supported. To their supporters more so than somebody just wanting to gain clout and attention to do nothing with it anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't subscribe to that shit. I don't even. You know how I am. I stop fucking with podcasts real quick just because I don't like the energy. It's nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see when it's not genuine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's how I feel about it anyway.
How about you? What's your thoughts on that?
Took a second to think about it. Because I was about to yell out when Cole was, but I was like, damn, should I say something?
On this topic, yeah. Right.
So, say this part. Some people that's out here chasing clout, the CCs, clout chasers, not the CC. I like the CC show. We got to just make sure niggas don't go crazy. I fuck with the CC show. I'm saying, when you chasing the shit and you making better content than the people that you might be stealing the shit from, I might not be mad at you because you're trying to up it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now the snickers that's doing the same thing and not doing nothing at all, like, this is might hurt a couple snickers' feelings. But
niggas.
Nah, like, alright, so all the niggas that go to Miami and go interview niggas on a boardwalk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
Cool, it was two niggas that was doing it, and then it was a bunch of them that just started doing it, and then they just started doing a whole bunch of other shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Know what you fuck with, or be able to spread it out evenly. Because once you doing something this month, and then, two other people doing the same thing you doing, gotta like dip off and do something else great, bro.
Yeah.
You gonna still be doing a whole 2 months or waiting until they switch up to still what they doing? Try to think of something while you're doing whatever you're doing that you're chasing.
Yeah.
To try to separate. That's the thing where I be seeing like people be weird. Like a lot of people go from I'ma ask questions to now I'ma follow artists or I'ma become an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Or now I'm telling people how to do whatever they doing.
I think people be scared to establish something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it take time to establish something. Like, we've been doing this shit 5-6 years now. You know what I'm saying? And we just getting established. Like, people like, oh, that brand is, this is what they do.
It was building steps, though.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. But like
that
you said,
mad constant shit back.
Yeah, like, we grabbed something and we stuck to it. Like, all right, this is what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no trying.
Y'all niggas do
shit.
It every time. I talk to other people about this show that peep the show and know about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that see our shit, y'all niggas is dropping.
Yeah.
Is nonstop dropping. And now, before what? Y'all was dropping the show by itself, mm-hmm. Don Cole D. Rican Hippie Show by itself, right? Mm-hmm. And then it was The Smokers. Mm-hmm. Then it's The Showcases. Mm-hmm. Then it's, we're not gonna, I was about to say some shit, my bad. But it's more shit coming. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it fire. Other people are stuck to one motion. Now, take it and use my shit. I do mad interviews, but I stood to the interviews because it's just I'm at the events and it's just it seems right.
Yeah, and that's your personality.
And you're support the sniggers.
Yeah, you're a social person.
So now with me want to do other shit, I want to do it, but it you feel me? You need to make sure everything right. Yeah. Some niggas might go and just bump their head.
Yeah,
you feel me? So it's just like
it's time to start structuring.
You got the brand and the egg, and you want to put this shit in a better crib.
In a better nest, yeah.
And people are rushing. I dropped and be like, oh, I'm going to go back to the original crib. You can't do that because it's your name.
That's a great analogy that you just made right there.
I got a couple balls.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Nah, but that's the thing, bro. I think it's people being scared to try to break out once you get the name.
Yeah.
Because once you get the name, it's like now you can do whatever you want, but when you make the moves right, it sets everything in order.
idea is only
too off and think you could run back and save yourself.
Yeah,
that's where you fuck.
That's when shit start getting snatched.
Idea is only as real as you make it.
Yeah, cause the
you gotta manifest it. Yeah, you gotta man. You could think about it all day, every day. As soon as you start moving the right direction towards it, it's like, oh shit, my dream is coming true. You know what I'm saying? And when you start doing it, like you said, how we do it at a consistent pace, it starts
look different.
Yeah, it starts to be a routine that people respect and be like, oh shit,
show is on.
Yeah, like somebody said this joke the other day. I forgot what it was, but it was like a kid knows that if it goes to the playground with his parent, mm-hmm. if it take 2 steps and get scared, when it reaches his hand back, the parent's there. Yeah. 10 steps.
Support system.
Yeah, so they know that we here every week. You know what I'm saying? So that was just a topic that I came across that I thought you would fit into because you in this media space right now. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
and I know you see certain shit. You've been in it for a minute now. So you see certain shit from different people and you be like, damn, this person genuine, but this nigga just doing it for the clout right now.
I'm gonna be real, bro. I was arguing about this shit on live the other day. I didn't say because niggas be butthurt. I'm gonna be real, bro. But it's people that's known in this battle rap media shit that, boom, you can walk through anywhere, no problem, right? I'm gonna keep it a band. I'm low titter, but my name just sound better than niggas. It is what it is. I'm low tier. And respectfully, shout out to the niggas that fuck with me and go ahead, you Gucci. Oh, Sean Wilder. Go ahead, you Gucci. But for all the other people that don't respect and look at this shit and all, it's cool. I got a couple fans. I ain't trying to leech on niggas, but the thing is, when you go ask these supposed big names in battle rap media, who's the new artist coming up, someone told them it was. Yeah, they don't know nobody.
Yeah.
You feel me? I could name at least 5 niggas in each league
that you know personally.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Nah, even if I don't know them, I know of them.
You know of it, yeah, because you was in tune. You
ask these niggas, yo, bro, who you enjoy tonight? I don't know. I came with this person. I'm here just to chill.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah.
But you're supposed to push these artists.
If I see a name that I don't know, and I'm not clear on, I know I get swept, be like, yo, who the fuck is this?
He's trash.
Yeah.
He's
doing you know what I'm telling
me. Yeah, right.
Because it's just already, I know how, he know
what
I
want to hear.
Right. He going to tell me, yo. He might be like that. He might be like, yo, I fuck with it, but you ain't going to fuck. You might not. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's too floaty.
Your man, Dayro got Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I seen that, man, as he should.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying? Giant shit, Big Blue.
There was a couple. Geno Smith got Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Fire. There's a couple awards. Nick Bosa, I think, Defensive Player of the Year.
All right, question, right?
Mm-hmm.
We about to end it. Y'all
niggas, I know we about to end it, right? I'm just saying. Who, out of all the people, right? Maybe 3. Oh, you can just say 1. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But from the people and the talent that y'all been around, because y'all did these showcases, y'all interviewed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Who are 3 people to you that you feel like will always be on your playlist from the new people that you mess with? You feel me?
That's a fucked up question because mad niggas
want to
be mad.
You got mad artists.
They're not going to be mad
because we support all of y'all.
Because 2 of my slots is already out the way.
All right, go ahead. All right.
You said 3?
3. You can say whatever. It don't matter.
The 2 niggas that I had on the face off is always going to be in my playlist. RBN Bizzle and Dizzy Spades.
Nigga stealing. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the first lady going to be mad at me, but I'm going to have to go with Dolly. And Dolly, damn. And B-Fortune too, bro.
Yeah, pick one.
I'm
going with Dolly, Bizzle, and Dizzy.
Are you just from the interviews and
NBA showcases?
It's cool though. I didn't really have to stay with 3. Your 4 or 5.
Everybody,
cool.
Like, I fuck with everybody. It's crazy, bro. Like,
it's a lot of fire.
We really
Pop Off. Shout out to Pop Off.
You like that song?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Shit. I knew you was gonna like even Shorty with the
Black Casino.
Black Casino.
Y'all the demon. I said it.
I think I got a good ear for talent, man. Though. But go ahead, Cole.
Oh, just you. I got
nah,
you.
Cole, it's too.
Cool.
Cole too.
It's cool. You know what I'm saying? I only, you know, put them on and shit. But anyway,
music shit different, man.
Everybody, it's crazy. Like, even a lot of these artists that we didn't even know, like, we came across, like, yo, this nigga actually fire. That shit is fire. So,
yeah, for real.
Terra, Feather.
Yeah, I'm going to go. You know who I fuck with? I really fuck with their music and their performances. Frost.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with Frost, mm-hmm. man. I think he dope. You know, his energy. Like, I think he a star. Like, for
no,
real.
No, we can't be friends now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was over here like Frost. I'm like, what
Frost is Frost? Hell, oh, yeah, man.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
I hit that song. I got the other song in my head.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Frost.
You took RVF Bizzle from me. Bizzle, that's my guy. Shit. I'm going with B Fortune. I love B Fortune music. I think she's a fucking R&B queen already.
She already a legend.
I'm not going to lie.
And,
different old niggas.
Number three, my third one. I'm going to go with Yetta, man. I got to throw Yetta in there. Yo, got to go in there. She going to always be on the playlist. Because she always been on the playlist. Like, before
always,
we was doing
it. She always send us music to
I've known Yetta forever. So
Yetta, I don't get music, Yetta.
Yeah. She's always sent me music or shit she was about to do or Yetta paintings and shit. So, Yetta definitely going to always be on the playlist.
Nah, but everybody that ever been on any of our showcases.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Oh.
That's a fact.
Chris Welsh, these niggas don't love you, my nigga.
That's my brother from another hero.
Special performer, Debonair.
Always.
Vargas Brothers, I fuck with that shit.
They fire.
You know what I'm saying? It's a gang, man.
Millsy? The dark skin one that was at.
Nah, Millsy was wildin'.
She is.
What son that had the box? What son had the box with all the trap shit? Buck Madoff.
Oh, Buck Madoff. That's
family. Bad I ain't get one of them shits.
That nigga retired right after that shit, too. Now he do these, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, everybody, bro. All these artists is fire, bro. Because even like Mike Can Dream, I really fuck with his music, hard body, bro. But you got anything else specific that you wanted to give to the people before we get out of here? Man and Machine, shaking
hands. Shout to the Donettes. I love y'all, you heard. J-Love, Frank Nitti, Ash Poker.
Gang.
my son Gwitty, Eon. Queen of the Ring got a situation going on this weekend. The ladies are getting busy.
That's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Tia S.
So you got Tia versus Dawn Lady.
I'm a fan of those two that you just named, though.
Got Tony Blanco.
J-Love and Nitty, yeah.
Yeah, they get busy. Yeah. Love the gut, respect the gut. Respect the gut.
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all, it's gonna be in the description, man. Make sure y'all go check out Splits and Bars, man. Go to the YouTube channel, go to the IG. You know what I'm saying?
Still trying to get subscribers.
He's part of the Dog Core Derrick and Henry show too. Now you know what I'm saying. So make sure y'all know when y'all see him.
Gang.
You know what I mean? So it's up from here, man. We gonna be dropping a couple episodes together and all that type shit. Right. So that's it.
A couple dollars, time to roll up.
It's getting
watch
nice.
This shit high.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Run it back, man.
Again,
share
Valentine's
it.
Day coming up. Treat Tuesday. The ladies right, you know what I'm saying? I got to get moms some roses and shit like that. You know
yeah,
mean?
I got. I'm doing some good things.
Yeah,
I'm doing
man.
Some good things.
So,
man.
Like, comment, subscribe. I know that's kind of late, but you know,
like,
do what
comment.
Y'all do, man. So for Dawn Cole,
yo.
For Spliff, it's D-Rick and Hibby, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get a body.
Bang, bang.
Get high, get high, get high. I wanna get high.